السلام أخو الشيخ حزبنا الشافعي محمد الأرساب دام البركات. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو, عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو, متبع سنت اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو, عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو, اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو, اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو, نور تقویٰ سے سراپا, نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو, عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو,
شروع سے
عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو, متبع سنت اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو, عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو.
In the claim of hope, نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم, اما بعد, عارف بالله حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دامت برکاتہ, my murshid, my shaykh, and also the shaykh and murshid of Maulana Mustafa Kamil Sahib. So he says, عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو, متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو. I mean, there has to be some kind of a proof of our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is extremely easy to claim that we've got great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how are we going to prove that we have that love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Same with love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So you see, when we are talking about the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, everyone, anyone who is a Muslim, he will say, I've got ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. And we cannot deny that too, that every Muslim has got the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. But just that, there are different levels of that ishq. One is the ishq that is on the tongue, the love that is on the tongue. I think just yesterday or the other day, for those young friends of mine who are here in large numbers today, tonight, there was a dog that was dying. So the person that was sitting next to the dog, who was the owner of the dog, it's an example. So he had a basket full of meat, bread, and other things in. So somebody asked him that, why are you tearing, why are you crying? He said, I'm crying because this dog is dying of starvation, dying of hunger. He said, if he's dying of hunger, then what have you got in the basket there? In the basket, he said, I got bread, I got meat. He said, then why don't you feed the dog, if you got so much of compassion and mercy? So he said, the tears are free, and what is in the basket I paid for. So it is cheap to shed the tears, free of charge. So that's the kind of ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have now. That we must just shed a few tears and we've got our ishq kamil. Or we must dance to some tune and finish our ishq is kamil of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he says, ishq ka ay dosto hum sab ka ye mayar ho. There has to be a gauge, there has to be a standard. How are we going to measure how much of ishq a person has got of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So that standard and that gauge is muttabe sunnath. That we are going to see how much of ittiba of the sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam this person has in his life. How much of following of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does he have in his life? Not only in one or two sunnats, but in the total life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. There's lessons for us. He was a beautiful example for us. So the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the dealings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the etiquettes, the morals, his behavior, his relationship with his wife, with his children, with his grandchildren, with his neighbors, with his friends, with his enemies, what was the way that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam conducted his life. So the more the person is muttabi of sunnah in every aspect of his life, we will say that this person has got greater ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we don't deny that there is some kind of ishq. Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullah Ali, he heard that somebody fell from a very high mountain in the ishq of some beloved of his. He killed himself. He says he heard somebody who was so much in love, some illicit beloved of his, that he couldn't take that love anymore, or he was so infatuated in that love that to prove his love he jumped from the mountain and his skull cracked, his bones broke, and he reached the Qabristan. So he said, I too got love like that. So he climbed on the first step of a ladder and then he jumped down. He said, that's my ishq. He was trying to show that there is a world of difference. One person jumping from the first step and falling down on the ground to show that I got great ishq, and the other one that fell from the top of the mountain, there is a world of difference. So by means of this example, he gives a lesson that in the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the ishq of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also, there are different stages. Unfortunately, our ishq and our muhabbat is just on our tongue. Anybody you ask, to ask me to, I will say, great love for Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Muslim will say that. But sometimes that Muslim doesn't even have namaz, roza, zakat in his life. When I was in England, that Maulana Saiful Rahman is here, he was, so there was another Maulana from England also with us in most of the travel that we undertook. So in one of the masjids I mentioned, something that I've mentioned here many times, but he enjoyed it so much that he used to say, repeat, repeat. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. Na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj. To khushi phir iski kya hai, ke koi gent hai, to koi judge. Then there's no namaz, roza, zakat, hajj in a person's life. Then he says, it gives me no happiness whether you become a judge or you become a president of the country or you become prime minister or you become the king or whatever you become, parliamentarian, or you become cabinet minister. It gives me no happiness. But if you've got deen in your life, if you're a Muslim in the true sense of the word, and then you become an engineer, a doctor, a teacher, a scientist, a cabinet minister, a judge, a defense minister, king and ruler, so then that will give me great happiness. That here's a Muslim judge, here's a Muslim prime minister, here's a Muslim king. That's what will give me happiness. He says, na namaz hai, na roza, na zakat hai, na hajj, to khushi phir iski kya hai, ke koi gent hai, ke koi judge. So like that he says, that ishq ka ai dosto, hum sab ka ye mayar ho. Each and every one of us, before we label ourselves, before we give ourselves titles, we must check on this standard. That's the standard. That's the gauge. For everything we have different kinds of gauges now. For tire pressure we have a gauge. We have thermometer to measure the fever and the temperature in a person's body. We have barometers. We have so many different kinds of meters now that we can't even keep count. What is left that they don't measure? Something that we used to say they can't measure is pain. We used to say pain in the body. How can you measure pain? Person says, I'm suffering severe pain. So we'll ask the person, where? Can the person ever show where's the pain in his body? If I'm getting severe chest pains, khuda na khasta, and I'm not telling it to you, but I, so can you see it? Nobody can see. And if the person says also that I'm getting severe pain, you write next to the person. Sometimes the wife is saying that I've got severe pain. The husband is saying I've got severe pain. They're on the same bed. Or two friends, they're talking to each other and one suddenly holds his chest and says, I've got severe pain. And nobody knows how much is that pain. But now they even have instruments, they tell you what is the measurement of that pain. I read in one magazine somewhere. So everything they are measuring. So should there not be also some gauge by which we measure the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? So the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no other standard and level. It has to be muttabi' sunnah. The person, the more the sunnah, then we will say this person is really an ashik of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If there is a film actor or an actress and somebody is imitating and emulating and monkeying that person in everything, in his walk, in his talk, in his actions, he has also become monkey number one. When you look at his hair, he says, this is that film star's hair. If you see earrings in his ears, then you know that this is the footballer that he's following. The different hairstyles, the different styles of walk, the different styles of talk, raftar, kirdar, guftar, everything. You look at the person and you say who he is in love with. Looking at the person, you will say who he is in love with. Or who his idol is, who his hero is. Although that hero sometimes may be very high on heroin. Sometimes those heroes can be very high on heroin. But for this person, that's his hero. So, ishq ka ae dosto, hum sab ka ye mayar ho. Oh my friends, lovingly call us all his friends. Ishq ka ae dosto, hum sab ka ye mayar ho. Muttabe sunnat ho, aur bid'at se bhi bezaar ho. Innovations in deen. Now there we have to understand very clearly that there are certain things which are innovations in deen. Ihdas fid deen. And there are certain things which are ihdas lid deen. Our madrasas, our darul ulooms, and the different methods of propagation that we have, the media that we use. Now all these things were not existing in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So there we are not going to say all these things are bidat. The parameters of Sharia must remain within that. If the people go out of the parameters of Sharia, then we will say that that is totally forbidden. But if a person remaining within the parameters of Sharia, he is propagating the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala using the media to the permissible limits. We are not talking about going beyond the limits or across the board or in haram areas. For example, now we have sometimes there's a connection from the masjid and it's going throughout the world or wherever the station is broadcasting to. Now nobody can say that that is haram. But if we start playing that music here in the masjid, we start bringing those women folk here and we start getting all kinds of advertisements done by our ladies and our women folk, then we'll say, no, that is not right. So there has to be some kind of a limit. The same with our Darul Ulooms, we have got a nisab or a syllabus, our Islamic universities, even whether it's in Madinah Sharif or any Middle Eastern country or anywhere, now they have a nisab, they have a syllabus, a curriculum, we have times, we have different hours, different sessions, then we have examination, we must have admission, we must have some fees, and then we must have dismissals, and all those kind of things take place. Now, did all that take place in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if somebody said that I want to come and learn the Quran Sharif by you, or some Sahabi, if somebody came and said I want to learn Quran Sharif, I want to learn some Hadith Sharif, I want to learn some deen by you. So did they say, first fill up this application form, monthly fees are going to be so much, 3 examinations in the year, and if you fail, then we're going to boot you out. Did they say that? So if we are going to use that yardstick, then we'll say everything is bidat. So we will say that that is liddin, for uniformity, for regularizing, and for so, for disciplining, and for so many other reasons. It's permissible. We won't say it is haram, we won't say it's bidat. But anything that we introduce in this manner, and then we give it so much importance that what I have established, it is the only way, and throughout the world, this is the only way that all madrasas, all darul ulums and everything must operate. This is the only way that Islam must be propagated. Then we will say that now that is bidat. Because something that is not in the Quran and Sunnah, which was for the sake of deen, now we made it a part of deen, that became a part of deen. In this masjid, if you've got so many fans, you've got so many light fittings. So we will say that it's permissible in your masjid, how many lights you require, put how much fans you require, how many air cons you require. But now if we have to introduce that as part of deen, that every masjid now must have so many air cons and so many fans, then we'll say that that is bidat. So that's another subject, but it just came by the way here. Muttabe sunnat ho, or bidat se bhi bezar ho. So any innovations in deen, which people have introduced as part of deen, and consider is very important, if somebody does not do it in that particular way, then is a out of the pale of Islam, and we give him all kinds of titles and labels, then we must be far from that. We must distance ourselves from that. Bidat se bhi bezar ho. We must dislike that. So that is the mayar of ishq. That is the mayar of ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. MashaAllah.
Ishq ka e dosto hum sab ka ye mayar ho. Muttabi sunnat aur bid'at se bhi bezar ho. Ishq ka e dosto hum sab ka ye mayar ho. Ittiba'e sunnat nabvi se dil sarshar ho. Ittiba'e sunnat nabvi se dil sarshar ho. Noor-e-taqwa se sarapa, Noor-e-taqwa se sarapa, Hamil-e-anwar ho. Ishq ka e dosto hum sab ka ye mayar ho.
Phir sunaye isko.
Ittiba'e sunnat nabvi se dil sarshar ho. Noor-e-taqwa se sarapa, Noor-e-taqwa se sarapa, Hamil-e-anwar ho.
MashaAllah. Ittiba'e sunnat-e-nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se dil sarshar ho. Noor-e-taqwa se sarapa, Hamil-e-anwar ho. Meaning of which is this, that the person, his heart must be filled with the anwar, with the nuraniyat, with the kayfiyat, with the tajalliyat of the ittiba of sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That when the person is going to make ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, if he's going to follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings, there is no other way out but to follow his teachings. And that I've explained many times. And the reason for repeating it is that many a time there's some new young brother that comes, and the moment we say we must follow Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then straight away they say, but who is really following Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam today? Did Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam drive a good car? Did he live in a good home? Did he eat all the kind of food that we eat? Did he eat biryani and zarda and plow? And which Maulvi has got patches on his clothes today? So therefore we explain that one is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam chose for himself. Otherwise it's not that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not give him abundance. Many a times I have mentioned that in the Hajjatul Wida, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed 100 camels in those days, 1400 years ago, more than that, 100 camels. When our hajis go for hajj, they bargain and bargain and bargain just for one little sheep. Any sheep they say will do as long as it's sufficient for qurbani. Which person did you hear of in recent times? I'm not talking about the kings and rulers that use the oil wealth and they say sacrifice so many and distribute. I'm talking about which person from our South African or other communities that grew there, who are rich and wealthy, sacrificed 100 sheep, 100 camels. So if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was extremely poor, could he have sacrificed 100 camels? But it's just that Allah Ta'ala had made him such that he kept nothing for himself. One day he goes on to the musalla, one of the salat times, and then suddenly he goes back home. And then he returns and then starts the namaz. He says he had recalled that there was one silver coin which was not distributed. So he came first, he distributed, gave it out in the home of the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was nothing. Then he came back. But we are not told to follow that. We are given a sharia, beautiful sharia, very easy to practice. The rich can practice, the poor can practice, the kings can practice. You can live in a shack and be a waliullah. You can live in a palace and be a waliullah. You can be multi-rich and be a waliullah. You can be extremely poor and be a waliullah. Very simple. Either you follow the route of sabr or the route of shukr. That's all. So, noor-e taqwa se sarapa hamil-e anwaro. The heart must be carrying the noor of taqwa. Just as for the physical body we have food. Iftar time we filled up our stomachs and bellies. For what was that? For our physical bodies. But what we need is noor in the heart. The heart is the place where noor will come. Not in the stomach. The noor will come in the heart. That food, if it was of halal earning, if it was of halal earning, not haram, and then the person also ate within limits, he obeyed and followed the Quran and Sunnah. So then that food now, when it converts to blood, then that will now carry the noor also in the body. Just as the whole body will now be supplied with blood, so if this person is pious, righteous, and his earning was halal and everything was right, then that food now will create noor in the heart. So from that food now, noor will go in the heart. But the place for that noor is the heart. The reservoir for noor is the heart. One person was invited somewhere, he gave a bayan in the masjid and he spoke a lot about noor. And the pious waliullahs, they have great noor in them. So in that invitation, that host gave him one very small piece of meat in the plate. Now he's waiting and waiting for more food to come, but nothing coming. So he said, bhai, lao khana aur kab. He said, aapne bataya tha ki Allah walo ke dil mein to bahut noor hota hai. So what's the need to eat so much then? He said, bewakoof, maine kaha tha ki dil mein noor hota hai ki pet mein noor hota hai. So the food you need for the stomach or you need noor for the stomach? He said, maine kaha tha dil mein noor hota hai. I didn't say Allah wala, their stomachs are filled with noor.
مُتَّبِ سُنَّت اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو، نور تقویٰ سے سراپا، نور تقویٰ سے سراپا، حامل انوار ہو، نور تقویٰ سے سراپا، حامل انوار ہو۔ عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا، عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا، جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، سر بکف تیار ہو، جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، سر بکف تیار ہو۔
عشق سنت کی علامت، عاشق کامل کی بس یہ علامت کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملہ، جان فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، سر بکف تیار ہو۔ دیٹ از دا سائن، دیٹ از دا علامت آف این عاشق صالح، عاشق کامل۔ یو ہیو ٹو ہیو سم کائنڈ آف علامت، سم کائنڈ آف سائن، ہاؤ یو گوئنگ ٹو ریکگنائز دیٹ دس پرسن از اے ٹرو عاشق، از اے کامل عاشق، از ناٹ جسٹ فور نیم اینڈ فیم، او ہز لو اینڈ عشق اینڈ محبت از ناٹ جسٹ آن دا ٹنگ، he is indeed a true and true follower and obedient to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah tabaraka wa taala. So what is that alamat? What jaan fida karne ko har dam sar waqt taiyar ho, that he must be ever ready to give his life for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa taala. He must be ever ready to put his head before the sword if there is a need for it. That means he must be ready to sacrifice, even if it means his life, for the sake of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's pleasure. The person must be prepared to give even his life. Now this again does not mean that the person just goes and throws his life anyhow, anyway, because life is an amanat. So even giving that life has to be within the confines of Sharia. The person has to know the rules, the regulations, when is it jihad, and to what extent in jihad the person will go. Now all those are masail the person has to find out from the muftis of the time. But at heart he must be ready, that if there is a demand that I have to give my life for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen. So then look at the lives of the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. 70 of them gave their lives in Uhud. Uhud ke shaheedon ke khoon e wafa se sabak leke paband dastoor hunga. Uhud ke shaheedon ke khoon e wafa se sabak leke paband dastoor hunga. I will take lesson from the blood of the shuhada of Uhud. So the person must be ever ready for that. That means at heart he must be ready. Mentally he must be ready. But we will say that we don't know when that day will come. So that day will come whenever it will come. For it may not even come in our lives. But then every day, every minute, every second that we are in the bazaars, in the marketplaces, at the airports, in the aeroplanes, in the colleges, in the universities, everywhere, the person is called upon to give not his life, but to make a sacrifice of the evil desires and passions in his heart. So why wait for that gunshot and that bomb blast? Because that makes us complacent, that whenever there is such a time coming, we will see. But that person who cannot give up his sins for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, sins he can't give up. He can't give up his videos, his movies, his porn sites, his illicit beloveds. He cannot give his head for all those things. So then which way will this person ever be able to give his life for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's deen? So it will show that there's no ishq-e-kamil there. Because when we put the knife, and that we have to do every day, we don't know how many times we have to do that, that put the knife over the throat of our evil desires. And just as that shaheed, his blood flows after that. Like that this person, when he's going to place the knife on the throat of his evil desires, so then the blood of that will cover his whole heart. And just as the sun rises after the horizon turns red, in the same way this person, once he has made that sacrifice, all the time is making qurbani of those sins and of those evil desires and the temptations, so his heart is becoming filled with his blood of the desires. So here in the world, when one sun rises, it lights up the whole world. How many suns will rise in that heart? How much of light and how much of noor will be there, that even the sun and the moon will be ashamed of the noor that will be in that heart. The brightness of that person's heart will shame even the sun and the moon, because this person's heart has not been now lit up by the sun of the world. It has been lit up by the sun of the muhabbat and love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala must bless us with that. بس اب شروع سے یہاں تک سنا دیجئے بس یہاں تک پڑھا پھر انشاءاللہ اگر نیکسٹ سیشن بھی اسی
متبع سنت اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو نور تقویٰ سے سراپا نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو جاں فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو
پورا سنا
عشق کا اے دوست تو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو عیاں عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو عیاں خواہ وہ رفتار ہو خواہ وہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو خواہ وہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر اجتناب معصیت ہو اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کا تکرار ہو اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کا تکرار ہو ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دیں نفس کو ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دیں نفس کو گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی بے عمل کوئی محبت بے عمل کوئی محبت کا عالم بردار ہو بے عمل کوئی محبت کا عالم بردار ہو جب کسی بندے پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص جب کسی بندے پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص دم میں وہ ذوالنور ہوگا دم میں وہ ذوالنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ ذوالنار ہے دم میں وہ ذوالنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ ذوالنار ہو عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہے یہ دوستو عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہے یہ دوستو گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو متبع سنت اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو
ماشاءاللہ جزاکم اللہ